I bring you the greetings of Shalom Church, Singapore. Brother Kim Seng, Sister Boon Teng and myself, we are very happy to be here this morning to worship God with you. Please turn to your Bibles, to the New Testament, to the book of Acts, chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, we read from verse 1 to verse 8. Acts chapter 10, verse 1 to 8, our brother Daniel will read it for us in Khmer.
ដែលយកនៅតាមទីផ្សេងផ្សេងរីឯនៅក្រុងសេសារាមានមនុស្សម្នាក់ឈ្មោះនេកូលៀតជាមេលើកងទ័ពតែហៅថាកងទ័ពពីតាលីជាអ្នកគោរពនិងហៅកៅខ្លាញ់ដល់ព្រះព្រមទាំងពួកគ្រូលោកទាំងអស់ផងលោកបដាក់ទានទីច្រើនដល់ពួកបណ្ដាជន ពុទ្ធជនហើយអំពាវនាវដល់ព្រះជនិតលោកបានឃើញការជាក់ស្ដែងយ៉ាងច្បាស់ប្រហែលជាបំពេរសៀលគឺបានឃើញទេវតាមេព្រះបំពេញលោកពោលថានៃគូលីរើយលោកក៏សំឡឹងមើលទៅទេវតាទាំងពីរហើយស្វែងថាព្រះអង្គចេះអើយតើមានការអ្វីទេវតាប្រាប់ថាសេចក្តីអធិដ្ឋាននិងការដាក់ទានរបស់អ្នកបានឡើងទៅទុកជាសេចក្តីរំលឹកចំពោះព្រះហើយ ដូច្នេះយកអ្នកប្រើគេឲ្យទៅឯយកពេលហៅស៊ីម៉ូនដែលមានឈ្មោះថាពីត្រង់ឲ្យមកពីលើវត្តស្នាក់នៅផ្ទះរបស់ជាងសំឡាក់ស្បែកម្នាក់ឈ្មោះស៊ីម៉ូនដែលនៅក្បែរមាត់សមុទ្រអ្នកនោះនឹងប្រាប់ឲ្យអ្នកដឹងពីការដែលត្រូវធ្វើជាយ៉ាងណាការទេវតាដែលនិយាយមកលោកបានចេញទៅបាត់ហើយនោះលោកហៅអ្នកបម្រើទីអ្នកនិងទីហេតុម្នាក់
The next section is chapter 10, Acts chapter 10, verse 19 to verse 23. Again, our brother Daniel will read for you from Acts chapter 10, verse 19 to 23. The last section is from Acts chapter 10, verse 24 to 48. So Acts chapter 10, verse 24 to verse 48. So can I invite all of you to read this section in Khmer together with Daniel?
សូមសូមណាដោយស្អែកឡើយគេចូលទៅសេសារាឯគោរពៀបក៏ទៅទៅមើលទៅ Thank you.
There are many Christians who are gathered here this morning. The story of how each one of us became a Christian is both interesting and encouraging. You will never find two conversion stories the same. They may look the same, they may sound the same at certain points, but each one of us have a very unique story to tell. This is because God has many, many ways to bring a sinner under the bondage of Satan and to make him to be a saint, to be living for Christ. Acts chapter 10 tells us how a man called Cornelius was converted. And his conversion story shall occupy our attention this morning. We shall begin by asking, who was Cornelius? From Acts chapter 10, we can say two things about this man. Number one, he was a Roman. Rome was in Italy. So today we'll call him an Italian. Cornelius was a Roman. How do we know? Look at your Bible in verse 1. Cornelius was a centurion in an Italian regiment. It was the time of the Roman Empire. At that time, the Roman Empire covered a very huge amount of land. The Roman Empire needed many soldiers. And the soldiers would come from the different parts of the empire. Therefore, not every Roman soldier is from Rome. Not every one of them is an Italian. But there is an Italian regiment, that is, it is only made up of the Italians. This is a very special force. Maybe they are the special bodyguards of the emperor. Cornelius was the officer in this regiment. He was in charge of 100 soldiers. This is why he was called a centurion. So Cornelius was a Roman. Today he will hold an Italian passport. Cornelius was a Roman. So what? Well, up to this point in the book of Acts, only Jews and half Jews known as Samaritans.
Yeah, Samari
have become Christians. But here in Acts chapter 10, we have a first non-Jew, a Roman, who has become a Christian. So the message is very clear. To be a Christian has nothing to do with your race, with your skin color, or with what country you come from. A Jew can be a Christian. A Samaritan can be a Christian. And now an Italian, European can be a Christian. And the same is true today. It doesn't matter whether you are a boy or a girl. It doesn't matter whether you are young or old. It doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. Whether you are from Asia or from Africa or from America. Whether you go to school or you don't go to school. You can be a Christian. Cornelius was a Roman. There was no Roman who has been a Christian so far. Yet he became a Christian. He was a first Christian. The same can be true for you this morning. Maybe no one from your family has ever been a Christian. No one from your tribe, no one from your clan has become a Christian. But you can be the first one to believe in Jesus Christ. Why don't you believe in Jesus Christ? Number two. Remember, our question is, who was Cornelius? What was our first answer? Do you remember? He was Roman. Now that is the second answer. He was religious. How do we know? Look at your Bible. Look at verse 2. Verse 2 describes him as a devout man and one who feared God. I need to take some time to explain this to you. There are the Jews and there are the non-Jews, which we call Gentiles. And these Gentiles, some of the Gentiles are attracted to the Jewish beliefs. Some of them were converted to the Jewish faith. But others will only join them 90%. We call them God-fearers, people who fear God. So remember, we are talking about Gentiles, people who are not Jews. Some of them joined the Jewish faith 100%. They are converted.
ចឹងអស់ទីណាដែលចូលរួមក្នុងសេចក្តីជំនឿរបស់ពួកសាសន៍យូដាបាន 100% មានន័យថាពួកគេខ្វាយទៅជាគ្រីស្ទានពិតប្រាកដ
Some of them only join 90%.
ហើយប៉ុន្តែមួយចំនួនចូលរួមបានតែ 90% ទេ
And those who join 90% we call them God fearers. They fear God.
ចឹងអ្នកដែលចូលរួមបានតែ 90% មានន័យថាគឺជាអ្នកដែលកោតខ្លាចព្រះបានឈ្មោះតែត្រឹមតែជាអ្នកកោតគ្រប់កោតខ្លាចព្រះ
The God fearers will keep all the laws of Moses.
យ៉ាងណាអ្នកដែលកោតខ្លាចព្រះគឺនឹងកាន់តាមគ្រប់ទាំងច្បាប់របស់លោកម៉ូសេ
Observe all the feasts and the festivals of Old Testament Israel.
ហើយធ្វើតាមគ្រប់ទាំងវិធីផ្សេងៗដែលបានកំណត់នៅក្នុងសម័យសញ្ញាចាស់របស់អ៊ីស្រាអែល
But they will not be circumcised.
ប៉ុន្តែមានចំណុចមួយដែលគេអត់ទាន់គឺពួកគេអត់កាត់ស្បែក
Now our friend this morning Cornelius, he was a God fearer.
ចឹងកុំភ្លេចCornelius នៅពេលនេះ Cornelius គាត់តែជាអ្នកដែលគោរពកោតខ្លាចដល់ព្រះម្នាក់ប៉ុណ្ណោះ
He was attracted to the Jewish faith.
ហើយគាត់មានការចាប់អារម្មណ
៍ He
ទៅនឹងសេចក្តីរបស់ពួកយូដា
He actually followed the Jewish faith.
តាមពិតទៅគាត់ធ្វើតាមសេចក្តីរបស់ពួកសាសន៍យូដា
Except in one area he was not circumcised.
ហើយមានចំណុចមួយប៉ុណ្ណោះដែលគាត់បានធ្វើគឺការកាត់ស្បែក
So Cornelius the Italian was different from the rest of the Italians.
យ៉ាង Cornelius ដែលជាជនជាតិអ៊ីតាលីគឺគាត់ជាមនុស្សដែលខ្លាចផ្សេងពីគេ copy ពួកសាសន៍អ៊ីតាលីដែលគេ
They worship many gods, they bow down to idols.
យ៉ាងពួកអ៊ីតាលីដែលគេស្វែងគោរពព្រះ
But Cornelius would only worship the God of the Bible.
Yeah, but that Cornelius would go to the temple to pray to the God.
They would eat all sorts of foods and do all sorts of bad things.
Yeah, they go
Cornelius would only live by the Lord of God.
Hai but that Cornelius would run down with the vineyard of the king just by.
So Cornelius was a God fearer. He was very serious, he was very sincere. How do we know? Verse 2 says, he feared God with all his household. He led his wife, he led his children, he led his servants, he led all living in his house to go and worship God. He didn't say, I will worship God, but you decide who you want to worship. No, he said to his family, this is the right way, let us all worship God. Also, look at verse 2 again. We read that he gave money to the people very generously. And if you can, look at verse
22.
The Bible says he was a just man and he had a good reputation with the Jews. The God that he worships is a generous God and a God who is just. Cornelius worshiped this God. So now he will be generous to people. And he will be just in his dealings with the people around him. So here is a man who seriously and sincerely followed the Jewish faith.
ជានេះគឺជាបរមម្នាក់ដែលគាត់មានសេចក្តីមឹកមាត់ហើយគាត់ស្មោះត្រង់ក្នុងការដែលគាត់បានដើរតាមសេចក្តីជំនឿរបស់ពួកសាសន៍យូដា
So we've answered our first question.
យើងឆ្លើយសំណួររបស់យើងទី1.
Who was Cornelius? We have two answers. He was a Roman and he was religious. We come to our second question for this morning. What did Cornelius need? He needed to hear and to believe the gospel. Maybe some people think that that is not what he needed. Because he's such a religious man. He gave money to people generously. His neighbors will say he's a good man. Surely God will be very happy to receive Cornelius into the heavens. Maybe that's what you think. Maybe that's what many people will think. But that's not what the Bible teaches. Even a serious and a sincere God-fearer, Cornelius needed to hear and to believe the gospel. How do we know? From the vision he had in verse 3 to verse 6. What was the vision he saw? Someone came to visit him. Who came to visit him? Do you know? No, not yet. Very good. In verse 3 to verse 6, an angel came to visit him. I don't think any one of us ever had an angel visit you, did you?
Never.
So this is something very special. An angel came to visit Cornelius. But what did the angel tell him? The angel commended him, praised him, and the angel commanded him. First of all, the angel praised Cornelius for all that he has done so far. The angel said, your prayers and your generous giving has come up as a memorial before God. God has seen how this man was serious and sincere in following the Jewish faith. And God was pleased with it. God was pleased that he should give to the poor rather than rob the poor. God is pleased that he should deal with people justly rather than he should oppress people under him. God is pleased that he should be worshipping God rather than bowing down before idols. So Cornelius was commended, he was praised. And then he was given a command. What was the command? Go and look for a man named Simon Peter. Why go and look for Simon Peter? Because while what Cornelius have done so far was good, it wasn't good enough. There was still something lacking. And unless he had that very thing, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So go and look for Simon Peter. Look for that man. Look for that preacher. Look for that apostle. He will tell you what to do. Do you notice that the angel did not tell Cornelius how he can be saved? Yes, to be visited by the angel is a very special thing. But the angel did not tell Cornelius what to do to be saved. Rather, he is told to go and look for a man. Look for Peter. That is something very important. We don't need to wait for special visitation from angel. Look for the preacher of the word. And hear what he has to tell us from the Bible. What did Cornelius need? He need to hear and he need to believe the gospel. And God has decided that it's going to be through a man and not through an angel that he will hear the gospel. Now come to verse 34 of Acts chapter 10. Our friend Cornelius finally met with Peter and heard what Peter had to say to him. Verse 36 to verse 43, which you have read earlier, is a summary of what Peter told Cornelius. There is only one main point in his message. Do you know what it is? His main point is Jesus Christ. Peter is going to tell him the gospel, and the gospel is about Jesus Christ. Cornelius needs the gospel. Cornelius needs Jesus Christ. He is a God-fearer. He has gone into the Jewish faith 90%. The remaining 10% is that he was not circumcised. But Peter did not say to him, go the full 100%. get circumcised. And then you will enter, and then you will enter the kingdom of God. No, Peter said to him, you need Jesus Christ. Look at verse 38. Peter tells this man that Jesus came into the world and served many people. Look at verse 39 and verse 40. Jesus was crucified on the cross, and then he rose from the dead the third day. Look at verse 41. There were some selected men who saw the resurrected Jesus. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is built on history. It is not a fairy tale, but it is dealing with facts, things that actually happened. Jesus came. Jesus died. Jesus rose from the dead. This is the gospel. My dear friends, have you believed in this Jesus? The Jesus who came. The Jesus who died. The Jesus who rose from the dead. You say, why should I believe in this Jesus? So what will happen to me if I don't believe in this Jesus? Look at your Bible in verse 42. This Jesus is going to come back again, and this time he's going to judge every one of us. And verse 43 holds out a hope for all of us. A hope. If we believe in Jesus, then our sins will be forgiven. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the gospel. The gospel is about Jesus Christ. About who is Jesus and what he has done. The gospel tells us that Jesus is going to come back again to judge all of us. And so we are called to believe in Jesus that our sins may be forgiven. But if you don't believe in him, then you will have your sins and you will perish. Please note that what Peter tells Cornelius here in Acts chapter 10, it's the same message he tells the Jews earlier in Acts chapter 2. Because there is only one message, whether you are a Jew or a Gentile. And it is the same today. There is one gospel for the Americans. It is the same gospel. gospel for the Cambodians. It is the same gospel for the Singaporeans. There could be many ways people come to believe in Jesus. But there is only one gospel to be believed if you are to be saved. Yes, Cornelius was a good man. He was a religious man. But that was not good enough for him to enter the kingdom of God. He can pray every day. He can give money to the poor. But it's not good enough. He must come to believe in Jesus Christ. Trust in Jesus Christ alone. Then his sins will be forgiven. Now, did Cornelius believe in Jesus Christ? Well, come back to your Bibles. Look at verse 44. Look at verse 47. These two verses tells us that he received the Holy Spirit. We know from other parts of the Bible, only those who believe in Jesus Christ have the Holy Spirit. And these two verses tells us that Cornelius received the Holy Spirit. In other words, Cornelius had believed in Jesus Christ. So please be very clear about this. All those years where he was a God-fearer, where he was praying every day, he was giving money to people generously, he was a good man, religious, but he was not a Christian. He was not a Christian. It is only after he heard the preaching of Peter. And he knows that Jesus is the Savior. And he believed in this Jesus. Only from that moment onwards was he a Christian. So this is the story of the conversion of Cornelius. What can we learn? Two things we can learn. What God has taught you, you must obey. The Bible says that if God has given you so much, you must obey so much. And God will give you more. But if God has given you so much and you don't obey at all, God will take away everything. And that is the principle here. In God's goodness, in the goodness of God, He stirred up the heart of Cornelius. So he is not happy with the idols that his fathers worship. In the goodness of God, God led him to be attracted to the Jewish faith.
Yang
So he started to believe that there is only one God in the world. And whatever God has commanded in the Old Testament, he will try to obey. What was Cornelius doing? God was giving him so many things. And he was obeying what God has given him. God wanted him to put away all the idols. Cornelius obeyed. God wants him to be generous. Give to the poor. Cornelius obeyed. Then the day came in verse 3. An angel appeared to Cornelius. Told him to look for Simon Peter. What did Cornelius say? He didn't say, I have done so much already. I'm already so good. I'm already so religious. Don't ask me to do any more. No, that was not his response. Instead, when the angel told him to look for Simon Peter, when the angel left, the Bible says he immediately sent servants to look for Simon Peter. So that's the first lesson. If God has given you so much, then you must obey so much. So friends, what has God given you? God has given you this school, where every day you can hear the Bible taught to you. So God has given you so much. Use what God has given you. When you gather at 5 o'clock to listen to the Bible.
Sorry?
When they gather at 5 a.m. to listen to the Bible. When you gather at 7 p.m. to listen to the Bible. Treasure this time. Treasure it. Value it. Listen to what the Bible says. Don't sit there and sleep. God has blessed you with this church, where every Sunday you can come and worship God. God has given you a pastor. Every Sunday he preached to you. God has given you so much. You must use it. You must treasure and value it. Come to church every Sunday. Sit there and hear the preaching of the word. Because this is God's blessing to you. You know, my friends, God is happy that you are here this morning. It is better that you are here than you are somewhere. It is good that you are reading your Bibles. Many people in the world don't have a Bible to read. But you are very blessed. I see many of you have a Bible. And I see that many of you can read. This is God's blessing to you. Do not neglect the blessing of God. Don't waste what God has given to you. So that's the first lesson. If God has given you so much, receive it, use it, and obey God. Number two, once you have heard the gospel, believe. It is good for Cornelius to be a religious man rather than to be a worshipping idols. But the time has come. To be a religious man is not good enough. Because Jesus has come. He mustn't remain in the Old Testament. He mustn't remain as an Old Testament Jew. And talk only about the Savior who is going to come. Because the Savior has already come. What is the name of the Savior? Do you know?
Okay.
It's Jesus. So he must believe in Jesus. Jesus has come. He has died. He has resurrected. And he has ascended to heaven. If Cornelius at this time refused to believe in Jesus, even though he's religious, even though he gives money to the poor, it would not be good anymore. It would be evil. Why evil? Because Jesus has come. And now God commands him to believe in Jesus. And he will not believe in Jesus. What is the lesson for us? It is good for you to be in church this morning. It is good for you to come to church every Sunday. It is good for you to be in the school. To hear the Bible in the morning and in the evening. It is good that you are reading the Bible. It is good that you are going to go to the Sunday school afterwards. You are going to go to the Sunday school afterwards. Sunday school.
Yeah.
This is all very good. But now you heard the gospel. You heard the gospel this morning. You must believe the gospel. Don't just be someone who goes to church every Sunday. Don't just be a student in the school. Don't just be someone who read the Bible only. You must know Jesus personally. God commands you today to believe in Jesus Christ. So my dear friends, come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. turn away from your sins. Say goodbye to your sins. Here is your sin. It is like something you vomit. Have you ever vomited? Terrible. It's terrible. Sin is like what you vomit. It's terrible. Are you going to kiss it? No! You're going to go away. That is sin. Say goodbye. I don't want to see you anymore. Turn to Jesus and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't give excuses anymore. Today is the day you must come to believe in Jesus. Don't just be like Cornelius, who is a religious man. Be like Cornelius, who is a Christian. And give all the glory to God. Can you lead us in prayer?
ក្នុងអំពើរងសម្រាប់ការជួបគ្នាហើយពិសេសទៅបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះអង្គអំពីគុណនិស្សិតដែលទូបង្គំអស់គ្នាបានរៀនថាទូបីនេះទូបង្គំអស់គ្នាបានមានចិត្តល្អឈ្មោះការល្អនឹងឧស្សាហ៍ខាងសាសនាដែលរីករាយមូលល្អនឹងគុណសង្គមនៅក្នុងសហគមន៍យ៉ាងណាក៏ដោយតែគុណអស់គ្នាបានហើយនឹងមានសិទ្ធិក្នុងការជួបឡើយ តើអញ្ញាគុណអស់គ្នាបានទទួលជឿដំណឹងល្អហើយដំណឹងល្អនោះគឺព្រះអម្ចាស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទព្រះថ្ងៃសូមទ្រង់បានជួយដល់បងប្អូនទាំងអស់គ្នាឲ្យបានគិតហើយពិចារណាពីព្រះបន្ទូលរបស់ព្រះអង្គអគុណអស់គ្នាបានស្វែងរកព្រះបន្ទូលជឿចិត្តព្រះបន្ទូលស្រឡាញ់ព្រះបន្ទូលដំណឹងល្អហើយជឿតាមដល់ព្រះអង្គព្រះជាព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ ក៏អរគុណទ្រង់ហើយគ្រប់ការរបស់នេះក៏សូមថ្វាយសិរីល្អដល់ព្រះអង្គក្នុងព្រះនាមព្រះអម្ចាស់ព្រះយេស៊ូវគ្រីស្ទ